Hey guys, it's Keegan. Welcome back to So Like Podcast. So for today's episode, I thought we would talk a little bit about social media sponsorships, ads, collaborations, all that kind of stuff within like the social media, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, advertising realm. So if you guys don't know, I am a YouTuber, so I make YouTube videos, like I just said that, but I mainly do college and lifestyle videos, so I do occasionally do sponsorships, and I thought I would talk to you guys about it from point A to Z, I guess, and just kind of talk about everything that goes on behind the scenes that you guys don't see, because when you see a sponsorship, you just see, I love this new mascara, hashtag ad, but you don't really see what goes on behind the scenes. So I've done quite a few sponsorships in my day. I definitely have not done as many as a lot of people, but I mean, I really only work with brands that I believe in. Everyone says that, and some people may actually do that, and some people may not, but my standard for me for when I choose a brand that I want to work with is that I have to know them previously before working with them. Like, I have to heard them, shopped with them, browse, something like that, and then I have to believe in their brand, heard good things, trust them. Like, if I've shopped from them, I had a great experience, and if I haven't, I've had to have, like, heard people have great experiences. So that's just kind of my standard. I know that everyone has different ones, and you know, when you get these ads, like, okay, I'm gonna start from the very beginning. So the first step in a sponsorship or advertisement is through email. So sometimes you can email the company, sometimes you can go through third-party platforms that are where influencers can find a camp. So like, there's platforms that like will have campaigns and then you can like apply to be a part of that. I personally don't really do that. I think I've done it like one time because an company told me I should apply to be a part of their campaign, but most of the time what happens is a company will reach out to you. So I have a management and my manager takes care of all my sponsorship dealings, but until I think like September, October of 2018, so not even a full year yet, I have done it on my own. And so I started YouTube when I was 13. I probably did my first sponsorship when I was 16, so for the past 2 years, up until this past year. So for 2 years, I did it by myself, 1 year, a little bit less than I've had a manager. So I kind of understand both sides of it. So when I had been doing it by myself, what would happen is a company would email you and they'd be like, hey Keegan, we love your feed, we love your YouTube videos, we want to work with you. And what kind of information they share varies depending on the brand. So sometimes they tell you exactly what they want, like they tell you the deliverables, which could be like one YouTube video, one static Instagram post, which is like the regular post that you see on Instagram, and three stories, and like one of this. And sometimes they'll tell you their budget, sometimes they'll tell you their timeline, sometimes they'll attach a creative brief, which is like a document that has example photos and like timelines. It's kind of like everything put together that they want you to do creatively and like timeline wise. Sometimes that really doesn't happen. Sometimes there's like, we want to work with you. And sometimes they don't even tell you like what, they'll tell you the name of their brand, but they won't tell you like what it is. So I pretty much accept like one email every 2 weeks. I get so many a day that I'm just like, not for me. But again, everyone's different and that's totally fine. Like, if someone's standards for accepting an ad is completely different than mine, so you then now would respond to the email. I have management now, so what I say is, thank you so much for the email, I've copied in my management to discuss further. And then my manager comes in and she's like, hello, blah 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 blah, and then takes me out of the email. So then they do all their dealings and then she comes back to me with like everything that they discussed. And so that's nice because that takes forever. I'm doing a sponsorship deal right now, and for the past month, this has been over a month that we've just been negotiating things back and forth, and it takes a really long time, and I feel like people don't really realize that, which, I mean, honestly, if I were just a regular, not like an influencer, not a regular person, but a person not in the social media influencing realm, I wouldn't think it would take that long. I would think, like, they ask you to take a picture, you take a picture and you post it with hashtag ad, and that's it. But that's really not. So a lot of things that you discuss with a brand is the deliverables. So, like, what do they want you to deliver? Do they want a YouTube video? Do they want an Instagram post? Do they want an Instagram story? Do they want a Twitter post? How many? Do they want a dedicated like video for YouTube, or do they want a mention or an integrated video with other brands? Like, is there an exclusivity contract, which basically means like you can't work for other brands? Like, example, like you cannot work for Target, Amazon, Walmart for 2 months before and after the period of the video. So there's all those things to keep in mind, which I feel like I'm going over this really fast, but so there's the campaign and there's, yeah, the deliverables. That's what I'm trying to get at. There's also payment, and payment varies a lot. And so when I didn't have a manager, I was not very good at like not standing up for myself, but I feel like when you're a 17-year-old girl and brands are coming out to, like, reaching out to you, they know that if you're not being represented by someone, they can take advantage of you because you're a 17-year-old, you're not a professional, you don't know exactly what you're talking about, you don't have a ton of experience in this. So when I got a manager, it immediately spiked my prices just because I had professional representation behind me and I was having someone who was like professional, you know what I mean? Like, they just respected that person more, so they were able to feel like they couldn't take advantage of me as much, but they still wanted to work with me because they reached out to me in the first place. So one tip that I actually have is if you're doing YouTube and you want to start doing sponsorships, if you don't have a management, you can literally pretend to be your own management. Like, you can make a pretend management email and pretend to be someone else and represent yourself. If you want to pretend to represent yourself, you totally can. If you want to get a management, that's cool too. I can do a whole podcast about kind of like the hiring and all the behind the scenes of YouTube and sponsorships, I guess. Maybe I can talk about my, okay, you know what, I'm just gonna continue into my whole thoughts. So payment is something that is a really big thing that takes a while to discuss because payment depends on the deliverables. So let's say I'm doing a YouTube video, an Instagram story, like an Instagram story set of three and an Instagram post. So that's what, five things there. So let's say they're going to pay me X amount, but if they're like, oh, we don't want the YouTube videos, we just want the Instagram posts and the Instagram stories, that will lower the amount of money I'm making because my main platform is YouTube. So it kind of depends on what you're doing. If you're doing YouTube videos, are you doing a dedicated, like, integrated video? Or if you're doing Instagram, like, what are you doing? You know, it just kind of depends on all of that. Another thing to discuss is the creative brief, which is so nice when brands have this handy, because if they don't, it's really frustrating because you don't know exactly what they want. So a creative brief is basically, I think, like a PowerPoint, and it gives you like it's kind of like Pinterest for their campaign. So they kind of give you example photos and they give you example captions and like what hashtags they want you to use and what ads they want you to tag, and everything should be in your own words. Like, the example captions, they do not want you to copy and paste it. They want it to be true and authentic to you. But they also have a campaign, they also have a target message and a target audience. So this is really nice. I love it when companies have campaign briefs because I really feel like I'm able to deliver what they want and what I want, and we can really work well together. Because if they don't tell me exactly like what they're looking for, I don't know. So I'm just gonna take a photo and guess, like, hopefully this is what they want for the Instagram post. And if they don't, then they'll ask me to retake it, which we'll talk about later. So after all the negotiating is done, so we've talked about the deliverables, we talked about the campaign, like, budget, and then the timeline. Timeline's also really important, so that tells you, like, when things will be sent to you. If, like, you're getting some things sent, like, let's say it's a clothing line, they'll say, like, when's the date that you need to pick out these items, when's the date that it'll send to you by, when's the date that you need to send in your photos or videos for the first round of edits. So then you send in your photos or videos, then they'll have a while and they'll have people review it. And this can take a while because depending on how big the brand is, maybe like for a smaller brand, it's like one or two people watching the video and being like, oh, okay, cool. But then if it's a bigger brand, they have like 20,000 is a stretch, but they have a lot of people looking at the video and seeing for things, like, they have their lawyers. Like, let's say it's a big company like Target, and Target has, you know, they want to make sure they don't have any liability, so they'll have like their campaign people look over it, then they'll have another campaign person look over it, then they'll have XYZ person look over it, then they'll have their lawyers look over for it, and they'll bring you back notes. And so they'll tell you, being like, from 121 to 135, you mentioned that, I remember one time I worked 5-star and I said that their paper was bleed proof, but the exact terminology was bleed resistant. So they're like, from this time, you said it was bleed proof, not bleed resistance. Can you just take that out? Or can you refilm that part just because it doesn't go with our claims? Most companies only have edits based on claims that they have for their products. I find it really frustrating when companies give you edits based on creative things, because that's kind of up to you. That's why they're hiring you. So like, if it's the way you say your caption, if it is a claim that they don't have, or if it's something that's like misspelled or whatever, cool for changing. But if it's like the way I say my words, or like the way I take a picture, and they're like, can you just like retake all of this, it's a little frustrating. So you send them the first round, they send you their edits, you send the new video post back to them, and then it just keeps going back and forth until they're satisfied. So then there is the live date, and the live date is that you will post it, and then, so obviously you post it, you, with the photo they want, with the caption, with the Instagram bio, or like the YouTube bio, so you do all of that, and then it's like a lot of steps, as you can already tell, and I feel like I'm briefly going over this, but you post it, and then for 24 hours or 48 hours after, you keep the analytics. So for an Instagram story, if you guys know, like, you can swipe up and see like how many people viewed it, how many people clicked on this link. They give you a tracking URL link, specific towards you. So you're the only person that posts this link, so they give you this link, and they want you to track how many people purchase it, or like how many people click on it, and they want to see your analytics. So they want you to screenshot like your story, like how many people have seen this, how many people have clicked on the link, how many people have engaged with it. So they want you to send that to them, and you're like, okay, cool, now this is all over. It's definitely not. So then there's a ton of paperwork after. So there's W-9 and or W-2, I don't really know which form it is. I think it's a W-9, and then 1099, and so a bunch of tax forms that they ask for you to send, because if they're paying you, you obviously have to pay taxes on it, so you have to send them all of your tax information, and then they will want like additional information, and then it's kind of a lot of steps, if that makes any sense. And then the payment part actually comes pretty darn late. The payment can come like at earliest a month after their campaign, the latest like a year. It takes a really long time to get payment through, because they have to process it from their end, they have to get approved by all these people. It's a whole long thing. And, you know, campaigns differ for every single person, and that's just kind of been my experience with it. I personally really like having a management, just because the negotiation time takes a... Oh my gosh, I totally forgot to mention the contract, you guys. It's so awkward. But after the negotiation period, and after, like, let's say you pick out the clothes for the brand, you have a contract. And so the contract, it's really nice to have a management, because they understand legal terms and contracts, and they can be like, oh, I'm gonna blah blah blah, like ask them to change this, which for me, I never really understood contracts, so I used to read them over, and like I would understand 99.9%, but then there's also a few that I'm like, I don't know what this means, but I would just sign it and hope for the absolute best. And I mean, that has kind of screwed me over in the past. I mean, I've never been sued, and knock on wood, like that was me knocking on wood, but I've never been sued for it, but I've been in contracts that I couldn't get out of because I just didn't fully understand it. So having someone that understands legal terminology, whether it's a management or whether it's like your mom, your dad, or a parent's friend, like having someone read over a contract is really important before you sign it. The contracts talk about everything. So they talk about how much you're getting paid, what you're delivering, what timeline, what you can and can't do, you know, exclusivity, are you allowed to mention other brands, and then just some like legal stuff that I just like fully don't understand, but I've totally forgot to mention that. That's super awkward, sorry, but that is a little bit behind the scenes of sponsorships. If you guys want to know more about behind the scenes, or like more in detail about it, or like filming YouTube videos or anything like that, let me know. I can definitely do that. Just kind of more what it's like being a social media influencer. That would be really fun. I think it's really interesting because I never understood, my voice is getting super raspy, I don't know why, I never really understood a lot of this stuff when I was starting out, so I think it'd be really fun to talk to you guys about it. on our podcast Instagram at So Like Podcast on Instagram. If you guys have any questions, feel free to comment questions and I'll be happy to answer them. So thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow our podcast Instagram. I love you so much and I'll talk to you on our next podcast. Bye.